impressed like all the rest and clap me on the back. I've got my image all built up, don't tear it down with facts. If you don't bow, I'm gonna find a way to get you back.
Those who read the Bible know in Persia many years ago, a wicked man named Haman lived and ruled. Second only to the king, he was the boss of everything, sitting pretty, riding high, and looking cool. The people bowed when he passed within a mile, and inside himself he wore a big fat smile. There was not a man on earth whose place he'd trade, except of course the king. Well, anyway, he almost had it made, until one day
Haman passed through the gate and looked around and spotted one who wouldn't grovel on the ground.
He just sat there, wouldn't even nod his head.
Right then and there, Haman vowed to see him dead. Oh, Mordecai, why won't you play along? You're raining on my party, you're messing up my song. The million crowds that scrape and bow don't mean a thing to me, as long as Mordecai sits in that gate so stubbornly.
Well, we all know the story of how Haman tried to do away with Mordecai and all the people of the Jews, but his plans ran off the tracks, and the scheme came firing back, and Haman's neck wound up there in the noose.
Now, if this story from the Bible has a slight familiar ring, you might want to stop and think a minute here. That black cloud in your blue sky, could it be Mordecai? Who just won't tell you what you want to hear?
That unimpressed guy Mordecai, that flat note in your tune, maybe the one God sent to put a brick in your balloon. Don't be one of those Hamans who just will not be taught.
They still go out and set their traps.
But you know who gets caught.